Patricia DePerry has long prided herself on speaking her mind. As she took the podium in the Assembly Chamber, she acknowledged that some in the audience may be apprehensive about her address.
It's an absolute pleasure of mine to be here today. A lot of planning, a lot of worrying about what this profound woman is going to say to all of you today.
As she gave her address, DePerry stood beneath the Assembly Chamber's enormous mural titled Wisconsin. It depicts the state's past, present, and future. The Red Cliff Tribal Chair referred often to the past, saying words are only words until acted upon.
I hope today that I put rhetoric in the closet, lock it up, and never allow it out again. Ladies and gentlemen, government-to-government relationships mean a great deal to this tribal leader.
DePerry recalled growing up the child of alcoholic parents, of fighting with bullies and nuns in Catholic school, and the bigotry she faced in Wisconsin's North Woods. She said it's a moral obligation for everyone to stand up for themselves and protect those who cannot. Then DePerry called on legislators to recognize tribal sovereignty or the ability to self-rule.
It's not a choice, ladies and gentlemen. It's a decree ordered by the United States government when treaties were signed. It's not up for negotiation. It is not up for discussion. It's the law.
DePerry took the State Department of Natural Resources to task, touching on a meeting she attended in Wausau yesterday. She said the notion of consultation was about including others, namely tribal leaders, in the discussion at the meeting.
It does not mean this tribal leader sitting in a room full of Wisconsin DNR representatives and listening to what they feel they've done without any input at ground zero from this Native American representative.
But if her fellow Indian leaders felt they were getting off easy, they were wrong. DePerry then spoke of infighting and politicking among the tribes, saying the divisiveness was creating an era of self-termination. She then went for the jugular.
God forbid, don't talk about gaming. Jump and Jesus, don't go there. I'm going to go there.
DePerry said bickering over casinos, especially on where to locate new ones, is tearing tribes apart. DePerry's Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has a struggling casino up north and wants to build a new one in Beloit. The Ho-Chunk tribe, who already has a casino in southern Wisconsin, opposes the plan. DePerry asked where the Indian hearts were and that she was always taught to share. For all of her taking tribal and state leaders to task, though, DePerry ended on a call for unification to fix the ills of Indian country.
Life is too short to treat each other any less. We speak from our hearts, tell the truth, get the job done. Not because you're Democrats or because you're Republicans, because it's the right thing to do.
But DePerry reminded lawmakers that their actions in this legislative session will speak much louder than the applause that they were giving her at the end of her address. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.